not the whole type of the pro. Body so nice, body swole.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
A lot of people here, man. A lot of people like heavy music, huh?
We are here to make, you know, a statement. If people don't recognize it, F you!
In a world full of posers, Metallic Montreal steps forth to light the way. From the power to the thrash, the black, the doom, and the death, heavy music meets a champion. 90.3 FM, CKUT.
Hey there, it's No the Bastard Child sitting in here from Metallic Montreal. We are back, finally. Forgive my absence for the last little bit. As you can imagine, the whole world's turned completely upside down, and that makes it a bit difficult to run a radio show. Anyway, I digress. That track was Bad Parts by the band Ills. It's a really sick Portland band. I've been following them for a while. Super, super cool. Definitely go check them out. And that is off. It's actually just a single they dropped yesterday. Yesterday was the 17th. Yep, they dropped it yesterday. Super cool track. We're going to play a bunch of really tight music. I hope you guys are in the mood for some really heavy stuff that's coming up. Again, you're tuned to Metallic Montreal with your host, Noah the Bastard Child, on 90.3 FM CKUT. Without further ado, the next track is going to be The Armed, Heavily Lined, off of their album Only Loved. Here we go!
We'll be right back.
Speller Tech right there. That is Necrosoft off of Splid. Sounds just like the name of my favorite skateboard video game developer. Before that, we heard The Armed Heavily Lined off of their album Only Loved. And before that, we had some Bad Parts, a single dropped by the band Ills that you should definitely go check out to start off the show. This is Metallic Montreal, the world's heaviest radio show. And I'm your host, Noah the Bastard Child. Let's keep the music going. Here's a couple Portland bands. This is this first track is going to be from Montreal locals Gorlush, which is definitely not my band, and you should definitely check them out, but also know that it's not my band at all. I don't play drums in them. And another band by the name of The Listener, who are fantastic. They put out an EP called Good Fortune a little while ago. The track is called Carve the Light off of that. But first, brand new single from Gorlush, Shepherd One is down off of their upcoming record, New City Vibe. Here we go, 90.3 FM, CKUT. I really don't think Cloud Rat gets enough recognition. That was, of course, Wonder off of Pollinator. I think they just kind of dropped off the planet. They haven't put out a record in a couple of years. I think it's been since 2016 or something. Absolutely love those guys. Super heavy, super dissonant, super just like disorienting. Really great band. Before that, we heard The Listener, Carve the Light off of Good Fortune, and Shepherd One is Down, a new single off of the upcoming Gorlush record, New City Vibe. We're going to keep the music flowing. This is going to get a little bit even more dissonant and weird. We've got some Idols coming up, and then Orphan Donor, a band that I haven't heard from in a really long time, and they just dropped a record this year, and it's super cool. So without further ado, starting off, Idols, Mastos, Dogs off of The Barn, and then Orphan Donor, Profound Loss off of their new record, Old Patterns, here in CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thought that they weren't in the center of it anymore.
man, brand new Orangi Pazuzu, fantastic psychedelic black metal band. If you don't know who they are, you're probably listening to the wrong show. That is a track, Usi Technocratia, off of Mysterian Kenai. No idea how to pronounce any of that, but it's some cool stuff. Very atmospheric, very moody, a lot of interesting ideas. I really dig it. Reminds me a lot of that Hail Spirit Noir record that came out a little while ago. It was like a surf rock black metal record. Super cool stuff. Love those guys. Before that, we heard Orphan Donor with Profound Loss off of Old Patterns, and before that, Maslow Dogs by the band Idols, IDYLLS. Not the post-punk band. They sound very similar, but they're not at all the same group. And that was off of their record, The Barn. We're going to keep the music flowing. We're going to get a little bit more technical. I hope you guys are all right with that. This is going to be a track off of the final Dillinger Escape Plan record ever to be released. Disassociation, the track Low Fields Boulevard, here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah,
I'm never going to stop being impressed by a Car Bomb track. I know I play their songs pretty much every single show that's ever happened, ever, but I really just think they're that good. That was Naked Fuse off of Mordial, the record that dropped last year back in November. I think they were actually touring not too long ago and had to cancel, I think about a week into their four-month-long European tour or something insane like that. So that absolutely sucks. I love these guys. I really wish them the best, and I hope that they are able to make do after that unfortunate situation and make it back to the U.S. and whatnot. And then before that, we heard the Dillinger Escape Plan, the track Low Feels Boulevard off of their last record ever, Disassociation. Coming up next, we're going to play some Tech Death. This is going to be brand new Black Dahlia Murder, Verminous, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's go! I don't know what it is, but I've just been really fascinated by these like absurdly technical bands recently, like the kinds that play so much faster and so much more precisely than I will ever be able to play, no matter how hard I practice. And for some reason, it's just kind of like it's fascinating from like an athletic perspective, just that people can play that. And I know that everybody hates on Rings of Saturn for basically editing all of their tracks to shit, but I've seen videos of these guys live, and they can play every single note of these songs. Maybe not perfectly every single time, but like pretty damn close. It's impressive, if nothing else. That was The Husk off of their last record, which was titled... Let me look for this one right here. God, I'm so unprepared. off of Get 'Em, which was the record they dropped last year. Before that, some brand new Aborted, fantastic EP. They just dropped Le Grand Masquerade. I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce that in French or not. Le Grand Masquerade. I actually have no idea. Serpent of Depravity off of that EP they dropped. And then before that, New Black Dahlia Murder, Verminous off the album of the same name. They dropped that, I think, last week. It leaked at least last week, because that's when I listened to it. Weird question. Is it a bad thing to listen to a band's record before it is released with a leak? Like, is that immoral? I actually don't know how I feel about that. A lot of people probably have very strong opinions on that. I'd love to hear what you think. Feel free to send me an email, metallicmontreal @gmail.com, and let me know what you think. Without further ado, though, let's play some more music. What do we got coming up? We got some more death metal-y stuff, but this is going to be a little bit less technical, a little bit more brutal, a little bit more dark and depraved. This next track is from a band called Abysmal Dawn. They dropped a new record recently, Phylogenesis, and then after that,